These are some of the songs we like. I'm Bill.
I'm Abby.
And these are some of the songs we like. Now I remember how the show starts. It's usually me just saying, I'm Bill, without telling anybody that I started recording.
Oh!
And then everybody introduces, and then it's, and these are some of the shows we like.
Oh!
We're back on it. It's episode 90. We know how the intro works.
Woo!
We did it!
Proud of us.
So, we're recording this right after the last episode.
Yes, we are.
So we have less get to know us stuff. Abby super wanted middle of the road.
The last one was middle of the road, super so I think we're road. taking a deep dive.
I insisted that we revisit one of those offshoot ramenes that past guest Rhea brought us.
Woo! That's my girl.
You might remember those episodes because I had a bad time. And those tend to be our more popular episodes.
I can't imagine why, Bill.
You also may remember, it was like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, this has been...
Oh, no! Wait, so these are the ones she brought back from Japan?
I don't think she brought them from
Japan. Okay. That wasn't 3 years ago.
No, that was...
I know what time
like
is.
Two.
Yeah, I know what time is.
I think she just went to an Asian market and was just like... Or no. She might have brought these back from, like, Texas, because I think she found a fun soda shop in Texas.
Oh.
That wasn't a Rocket Fizz, because I would have recognized it.
That Texas seems like a place where they would have fun soda shops.
Because she wouldn't have brought it from an Asian grocer, because she brought me a Lester's Fixins soda, which separated in my fridge.
It has a white film on the top.
You dodged the bullet, though, because we had to drink the bacon soda.
I feel like I remember when I told my mother I was going to be doing this, I said, yeah, he drinks shit like bacon soda and pretends that that's going to turn out all right.
No, we knew. We knew it was going to be burnt pork fat. I just didn't expect it to have so much sugar in it still.
Ew.
Yeah. So, speaking of...
Things that shouldn't have sugar. Well, this normally would have sugar in it.
The last normal food ramené that we had was well sugared.
Well, no.
It was curry. Curry was
curry,
the one.
Curry, okay.
We had a very sugary curry.
I will say, the flavor that this is based on does have sugar in it naturally. Well, naturally.
Let's discuss natural versus artificial again.
No, let's not do
it's
that.
It's our hot new segment.
That's not...
So, yeah, we've got teriyaki ramené. Let's just get to the goose here.
Yep.
So, I don't remember how to open these.
Son.
It's been a while. I'm scarred from this.
You don't
brand.
Know how to remember a dang, how to open a dang ramené?
It's got, like, physical force involved.
It does.
I like that you gestured to the microphone with
it. I did. I wanted them to hear the plastic breaking. As I drop it. Okay. And here it goes. It is fizzing.
Barely.
Barely fizzing. We're going to give it a go. Barely fizzing. Wow. Okay.
So this might not be a fair review. I feel like teriyaki was probably going to score in the 80s, so...
Yeah! Had high hopes for this one.
Oh no, you poured yourself way more than me.
Oh, beans. How will I survive?
You took the pledge. You're good. Oh my god.
This does not smell like you would... It smells like a, sort of like an almond coffee candle.
Kinda, yeah.
It smells like a scented candle.
If this tastes like cookie water, I'm gonna be fine.
I highly doubt it's going to taste like cookie water.
I mean, me too.
I mean, if it...
But I want cookie water. We should review cookie water.
What I really want is for this...
We can't review cookie water. I swore we'd never review SodaStream stuff. Because you can't...
Oh,
because
you can
make
anything.
You can't perfectly replicate it at home.
Right.
Like, it's not useful for the listener.
Right.
They got to know whether or not they can go buy teriyaki ramen and right. have an enjoyable experience. Because they couldn't have figured this out on...
What do you do with cookie water? What?
You have to make cookie water.
Oh, boy.
We'll have some cookie water.
Okay.
It's delicious.
All right. We're not going to review it.
We're not going to review it.
But we're going to have it.
That's going to be this show's mystery. I'm never going to tell you what cookie water is.
Ooh.
But they know...
Figure it out.
They know it involves a soda stream, so maybe they can figure it out over the course of the show.
Here you go. It's a soda stream and secrets. Is this happening now?
Yeah, we gotta give it
the prolonging the inevitable. Hey, over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even like the clink.
No, that was a bad clink. Oh, boy. It also tastes like a scented candle.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. You know what this tastes exactly like?
What?
A water chestnut.
A water chestnut.
It's got just a little bit of sweet, a little bit of foreign savory.
I wish it was carbonated because, honest to biscuits, it's not horrible.
It's not a nightmare.
I still think it tastes like a scented candle.
If you want to eat a candle, visit Fandlemonium.com. You can eat all of their candles.
They're tasty.
They're delicious.
And soy.
They're soy. Anyway.
It's good stuff. Owned by good people. Wink.
Was that...
It was an affectionate wink.
Okay,
it was an affectionate wink.
That kind of seemed like, I'm lying to you.
No. Affectionate wink.
They're used to my winks.
Yeah, exactly. I have an honest wink. It's an earnest wink. Nothing Bill does is earnest.
We're joined today by Abby Honest Wink Johnson. I was emotionally prepared to just have a bad time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised by this. It does have a very nutty experience. Like, it's got a lot... It goes straight into your nose, sort of like a nut.
What?
Like, well, it's like, it's oddly aromatic, in my opinion.
It doesn't have too much nut in there. So I compare it to like a macadamia nut, where it's barely flavored, but you're like, I did eat a nut.
Yep, that is in there.
I did eat a nut, but barely.
And it's not like too sugary?
No.
Which is...
It's probably a little more sugary than it needs to be still,
but
it's not overpowering like the curry was.
Yeah. His expression
what the soda was.
It's a simple expression of never again.
I drink teriyaki ramen to forget.
Yes, it's never again, except you know he would do it again. It doesn't have a very good aftertaste, though. It sort of...
Mm-mm.
Hangs out a little too long and then just sort of...
Yeah, I've got friends like this soda.
Oh.
Not you.
Aw.
Oh, let me rephrase. I've had friends
like
this soda.
There you go. That's better.
Well, it's goddamn 30. I don't need those people in my life.
Yep.
But I think I know my analogy.
Well, how about you go ahead, then?
Yeah.
I'll ruminate.
It's like your late high school, early college. The first time that you go to, like, a cheap Chinese restaurant with your friends and not your family. And you and you don't remember what to get. Because you don't exactly go to Chinese restaurants a lot. Maybe that's just me. Super small town. My town was small enough to not have a Chinese restaurant in it.
Okay. Oh boy. All yeah. right.
So you just kind of grab something off the menu because you don't want to go super basic, but you just grab something off the menu, and you don't get totally fucked, but you don't have the best time.
Yeah.
This soda is the equivalent of pushing a, like, 25% unrecognizable food around on your plate with a fork. And I'll give that experience, I mean, I'm probably not allergic to this one, so I'll give it a 66.
Yeah, there you go. That's, I mean, it's got a one up then.
Unless.
Unless. Okay. Oh, let's see. I think...
I'm just gonna slam this.
Do it. I think what I would have to say...
Ooh, don't do that. does not taste like a water chip. And I'm not gonna interrupt your review every time, I swear.
It's okay, it's alright. I think what I'm gonna say is that... God, it's really just like, it's just candles. It's just candles. I don't know what else to say. It's like, you go, it is a good candle, but you don't want to eat candles. So it's you're in a Target.
Don't you candle shame our listeners?
Hey, well, I mean, if that's your bag, no judgment. You can eat whatever you want.
All you waxies out there, we got your back.
Yeah, it's... watch out. Get that stuff off your teeth afterwards. But... Because I can't imagine that's good. But you do you. It's like...
waterproof your teeth.
Hey, there you go. Maybe? I don't know. But it's going into a Target. You've had just a really shitty shopping experience so far. You can't find anything you need. You're like dreading every moment. And then,
man, I feel really good about this.
But then you go over to the candles and you're like, I'm just gonna sit here and smell some candles for a while. And you find a really nice warm smelling candle. And then you eat it. Like, it's just weird. It's just not what you want
to
be doing.
It's not easy to eat a candle in a Target. Is it in jars easy. And you didn't bring a spoon? Probably.
Probably. You can get those up at the front, though. I mean, at the cafe.
Just stop at the Starbucks.
Excuse me, Starbucks. I need a spoon for this candle that I may or may not have purchased. But definitely am eating. So,
no,
I mean...
You don't bring the candle to the Starbucks because you gotta get it past the register, and I'm not paying for this candle.
If you're... Yeah, I suppose that's...
I'm gonna leave it's an just empty so... candle jar in a Target. And a waxy spoon.
And they're just gonna wanna know why. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I want to come up with something better, but it's just...
You just wanted to eat a candle.
It's just candle! I don't...
Stick a wick in that.
It doesn't have the wax sensation or feeling. Like, there's none of that. It's just
liquid.
That sort of... Well, obviously, things can feel waxy, but it's like the artificial, the candle sense. That's just what it is. Only for your mouth and not your nose. I can't imagine those would be good to eat.
I'm guessing that this tasted different like 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, definitely. When it was fresh, I'm sure. I'm sure it tasted different.
We can hit up the Woodman's.
I don't think they carry teriyaki flavor at Woodman's.
They've got a lot of ramen over there. So maybe. They fucking carry Ting. I love Ting so much.
Ting is good. They also have aloe drink, which is... I love aloe drink so much.
You gave me some of the aloe drink.
I did. I love that shit.
I'm mad at Eric. Special guest Eric. It's his official designation, even if he's a host.
Oh, well.
He didn't like the tin I made him. That motherfucker.
The tin?
The tin. It's Ting and gin.
Ooh.
It's a tin. It's probably the second best drink that I make.
Oh, dang.
The best is, obviously, a shipwreck vanilla rum imported from St. Kitts incredibly hard to find Virgil's Real Coal, and not the diet, the actual stuff that you have to, like, bribe a distributor to hopefully get 4 cases in your store.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I've got 2 bottles of it left. We'll split one sometime.
Woo!
Yeah.
Winner!
See? Host a soda cast. You get
soda alcohol. And sometimes alcohol in your soda.
Yeah.
Woo!
I've got so many foreign boozes. I need to...
You do have a lot of foreign booze.
I got more. I got the almond tequila.
You did get the... I don't...
I also bought at the Vomfest the elderflower liqueur. Have you had any of that yet? I did a tasting in Mexico, but okay. I have not opened that bottle.
Okay. Yeah, I'm suspicious.
It was...
I normally stay away from tequila because, damn, nothing gets me fucked up like tequila.
You should probably stay away from the almond tequila because it is so smooth.
Oh, no.
There's no burn.
Oh, no.
But it's still definitely tequila.
Oh, no! All right.
We tasted a few tequilas, and I slant walked out of that tequila shop.
So, yeah.
It's a good food tour.
Candle soda.
Yeah, candle soda.
I didn't give the actual... Coda? That's already a thing. A coda is already a thing. It's a musical thing, but it's a thing.
I don't know anything about music.
Oh,
you can buy my first two albums on Bandcamp. Pay what you want. It's like 20 tracks each.
Oh, boy.
They're very involved.
All right.
The first one is Historic. The second one is Almost Good.
Those are the names of them?
Nope.
Okay.
Those are descriptions. The first one is named Dead Ethernet.
Nice.
Because we named it in 2005.
Yeah, that is a very 2005 thing to...
And the second one, much better name, Not Afraid of Bees.
How dare you not be afraid of bees?
Not Afraid of Bees.
All right.
That's a lyric from... Technically, there's a title track to Not Afraid of Bees.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Bear Batman is a classic.
So I guess I would have to give candle soda,
I'm wondering if this is the first time this analogy's been used. I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
I don't. We're on episode 90.
Wow, that's
and
true.
Every person gives an analogy, so it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Also, Rhea's been on like 10.
And Rhea makes candles, so.
Yeah, maybe 10.
I would have to say, since it's. In its current form, I'm going to have to give it, like, a 47.
You liked the Joya more?
I found that, I mean, in its current form.
The Joya is more enjoyable as a flavor.
Yeah.
And less enjoyable as an experience.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. Because I don't particularly like drinking candles.
Don't. Again, I gotta apologize to all our waxies in the audience.
I said I don't like it. I'm not saying you can't.
They're just so sick of hearing this every day.
I just want to drink my candles in peace.
I just want to walk into a Target without getting a look.
When they said wax tart, I just assumed.
What? So what number did you give it?
I gave it a 47.
Okay.
Because it's... I just... No. Like, I don't hate it.
So we give Ramune Teriyaki 3 year.
3 year. Aged 3 years in fridge.
At least. Because I don't know how long it was on that shelf. Those
Jesus.
Things probably stick around. We give that a 56.5.
Ooh.
Go into Walmart. Eat a candle. They can't stop you. They can't stop you. There's nothing in the Target charter that says a guest can't get a spoon from the Starbucks and just mosey on into the candle section.
I mean...
Not...
If you try and leave with the candle in your stomach, it might be...
Ain't nowhere in the rules says a dog can't play basketball. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Is that an earphone reference?
See you later, soda pals.
Bye.